Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, I thank you that I can come in front of you and praise you for who you are, for the God Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of all. Thank you, Lord. You are sitting on your throne and you reign above everything. You are above every principality and power and dominion. Thank you, Lord, that you are a God. You are the living God. You are alive. You are the creator of all things. You are the creator of us, Lord. We exalt you. We exalt you. We exalt you. We praise you for who you are, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are our God. Thank you that you are with us. Thank you that you love us so much because of your love. You love the world so much that you've sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to this world so that he would be crucified, Lord, and through his blood we have redemption of our sins, Lord. We can be forgiven of our sins and we can be reconciled unto you, unto God, Lord, and have this personal relationship with you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your love for each one of us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for giving us the gift of your Ruach HaKodesh, your Holy Spirit, to come and live and dwell in us and to help us every day to do the things you've called us to do in you, Lord. Father, I lift up this prayer, Lord, to my family, to my husband, to my children, to my family, extended family, to all my friends, to all the people that are listening to this prayer, to their extended families, Lord. I lift up this prayer in thanksgiving to you, Lord, for you have sustained us another year in 2019, Lord, and you've given us today, you're going to give us a new year, Lord, full with promises and beautiful things and plans for us for 2020. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that all the plans that you have for us are good, Lord. They are good. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to lift up every man, every father, every son, every worker, every surfer, every person, man that you have created on this earth, Lord. I lift up every man to your throne of grace and I pray, Father, that you will help them this year, that you will strengthen them, that you will make them the man, the priest of their home, Lord, that you will descend upon them your wisdom and your knowledge, Lord, how to take care of their families. Father, I pray blessings upon their works, then that everything they touch shall prosper, Lord, that you will bless all the works of their hands, Lord, that you will make them to be good husbands to their wives, good father to their children, a good son unto you, Lord, and to help them in their work and in their companies and in their studies and everything that you have planned for them. I bless, Lord, I pray that you will bless every man, Lord, every man that listens to this prayer. I thank you for all the women, Lord. I thank you, Father, for all the women that are sustaining and edifying their homes, Lord. I pray, Father, blessings upon every woman, upon every mother, upon every daughter, upon every worker, server, every woman, Lord, in every area of their lives, Lord. I pray, Father, that you will make them to be the woman of Proverbs 31, Lord, that they become women that edify their houses, that they serve their husbands, that they bless their children, that they edify their homes, Lord. Father, I pray that you will bless all the works of their hands, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I lift up, Lord, your throne of grace, Father, all the children, Lord, that this new generation, from small to mid-age, to teenagers, to young adults, Lord, to big the young adults, Lord, and that you will prepare this generation, Lord, for what is coming. Father, as we entering into this new year, I pray that you go in front of them, Lord, that you will help them in their schools and in their jobs, Lord, and for the ones that are serving you, Lord, that you will help them to be in your house, Lord, to serve you with all their might and all their strength and love. Father, I pray for every young kid, Lord, that it will come to know you, that they will know the living God, Lord, that they may be walking with you, Lord, so you can protect them and that you can live the dream that you have for them through them, Lord, the calling that you have upon each child, that they can grow up and become man and woman, Lord, of a new generation that walks with God, that loves you, that prays you, that adores you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I pray blessings upon every marriage, Lord. I pray for reconciliation. I pray that you will bless every marriage, that you will unite every man and woman together, Lord, for where there is brokenness, that you bring healing, Lord, that you restore, Lord, marriages, Lord, for this is the most beautiful thing that you've created, marriage, Lord, the unity between a man and a woman, Lord. I pray, Father, that you will bring the ones that are in stepping in this new adventure, Lord, close to you, that you will teach them everything they need to know in you, Lord, and that you will bless their relationships, that you will bless their marriages, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all the families, Lord. I pray for anointing upon every family, Lord, that they will be united in your love, Lord, that you will bless them, Lord, that they will be a pillar in your house, Lord, and that it will grow and be a testimony of what a loving God and what you are able to do, Lord. I pray blessing upon every family in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything that you have done in this last year and what you will do in this year, Lord. Father, I pray for all the people, the friends that you have brought in our lives, that you have blessed us with, and I pray for friends in Francis' life, that you will continue to bring people in our path. For every person that you bring in our path, Lord, is for a reason, Lord. It's for a reason. And I pray, Father, that wherever you bring people in our lives, that we constantly be a blessing unto them, and that they can be a blessing to us, and that we can learn from each other and grow from each other, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the ones that are in you, in Christ, Lord. I thank you for your body, for your precious body. I pray that you will knit the whole body together, Lord, that every person that is in Jesus Christ, Lord, that you will call them in their calling, that you will tell them who they are in you, Lord, that your body can be knitted all together, that you will bless them in every area of their lives so that your body can be completed, for as then you can come, Lord. Father, I pray for the people that are lost outside there, that don't have direction, that don't are walking the ways without God, Lord. I pray that you will touch the lives as you have done with us, and that you will bless them abundantly, and that everybody will find a true purpose, why they were created, why you have brought them on this earth, Lord. For there is a reason, there is a meaning why you have created us, that everyone can find a true purpose in you, Lord, and that they can follow and live the dream you've created for them to live here on earth. Thank you, Father. We bless your body, Lord. We bless your body, and we're so grateful for everything that you're doing, Lord. Father, we pray for the orphanages. We pray for the children that are without parents, Lord, that you become to them their father, that you will bring homes to them, Lord, families that adopt them, to bring them into the families, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for all the widows, Lord. We pray for the people that lost their husbands, their wives, Lord, or that are alone. I pray that you will surround them by your angels, that you bring people to them, that they will not be alone, Lord, and you will take care of the widows, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, Lord, for all the people that are poor, that don't have nothing, that don't even know where the next meal is coming from, that don't have places where to sleep and sleep on the street, Lord. Father, I think of this cold Canada, people that are on the street in the is cold, for everywhere where they are, Lord, in every situation it is bad. I pray that you will see them, that you will bring people around them that see them, that can minister your truth through them, that they can come to know you and they can be healed, Lord. Father, I pray that you will give us eyes to see, hearts to feel, to give and to help and to bless others in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our extended families. Thank you for all the friends that you have put in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord, I pray, Father, for the ones that are sick, Lord, that you will bring healing, that you will let your Holy Spirit touch them now. Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you will visit right now all the people that need healing, if it is physical or mentally or emotionally or physically, any sickness, Lord. Nothing is impossible for you. You are the God of healing. You are the Jehovah, Yahweh Rapha, the God that heals. Father, I pray that through your Holy Spirit, you will touch these lives now, and that they know that it is you that have healed them. And then when they are healed, that they praise you with their lives, and that they give you all the honor and glory, for you do everything, Lord. Thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, that you will, the people that are stuck, that have unclean spirits, that you will deliver them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. The people that are broken with families and that they bring reconciliation in this year of 2020, Lord. I pray, Father, for wholeness, for your Holy Spirit to be, make your people whole with you, that your Holy Spirit enter in every part, every area of every person, Lord, and that they become full of you, Lord, walking in you in the Spirit and in truth, knowing where they're going, being strong, filled with your love, Lord, and joy, your joy, because your word tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for where there is brokenness and separation, that you bring unity back, Lord, in the families, in friends, reconciliation, Lord, restoration, Lord, in every area, Father, with relationships unto you, relationships in between people, that you bring restorations in families, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are able to do, that nothing is impossible for you, that you are the God Almighty, that you can do everything as we believe in you, Lord, that you, we have seen miracles happening in every area, and you are the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you are about to do, Lord, in 2020. Thank you for this year that is coming up, Lord. Father, I pray blessings upon each person, Lord. I pray that the fruit of your Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control will have deep roots in every believer, Lord, that you go deep in us, Lord, that you will make us whole in you, Lord, that you will let the fruit of your Spirit produce much fruit through us in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. I pray, Father, that you will descend upon us a spirit of wisdom and knowledge, Lord, the spirit of might and understanding, Lord, the spirit of counsel, Lord, and the fear of the Lord, that you will encounter your people in a way that it is so personal that they cannot avoid it anymore, that they will start to serve you in tremble and fear, knowing that you are a living God and that you are with us, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for all the things that you have done and what you're doing right now, Lord. Father, I pray for the people that are in you, that know you, Lord. I pray, Father, that the gifts that you have placed in them, all the beautiful gifts that your Holy Spirit has given to us, Lord, the gifts of wisdom and knowledge, of the word of wisdom, of the word of knowledge, of faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different tongues, interpretation of tongues, gifts of service and administration. Father, you know in every person what you have placed. I pray, Father, that the people will know and start to use those gifts for your glory, Lord, so that your body can be working together, Lord, and become whole. Father, I pray, Lord, that through your Holy Spirit, because you tell us that you, Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, that you will teach us all the things we need to know, that you will guide us every step in the Spirit and in truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for living in us. Thank you for guiding us every day. Thank you for consoling us. Thank you for talking with us and talking to and bringing on this connection, and that we can talk through you with the God, the King of Kings, the Lord Almighty. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for working in us every day, for helping us do the will of the Father, to become and look every day more and more like Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I pray, Father, for all the people, for their calling, to find their purpose in you, Lord. Thank you for awakening your body, the body in Christ, Lord. Thank you for knitting your body together. I pray that 2020, Lord, will be a shaking, an awakening in your body, Lord, that everybody knows where they're going. I pray that in 2020, Father, that you give vision to your people, that you will talk to dreams to your people, Lord, that you will know, that they know where they're going, and that you will give them clear instructions, Lord, and that they will receive these instructions and be obedient to listen to your word, every word that you speak, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I pray, Father, there will be a harvest of salvation this year, Lord, that you will take the blindness off your people and the deafness, that they can see that you are there, that you are alive, that you are a living God, Lord. Thank you, Father. I pray that there will be alignment in the spirit and the soul and the body for every person, to align them with your truth, Lord, for that is everything that we need, your truth, for your truth will set us free, so we can live an abundance of life in you, a life full with joy and peace, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will enter in every area of our beings. I pray for the financial life, the economy, Lord. I pray that you will give us discernment and that we will give back to you. That we start with obedience to give back to you what belongs to you, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you make us diligent and good stewards of everything you have entrusted to us, Lord. Father, for the ones that don't have, I pray that you will provide. For the ones that are looking for jobs, that you will provide a job, Lord. For the ones that have already job, that they honor you in their jobs, Lord, and that they know that everywhere you have placed them is for a reason, Lord, for that you can be glorified. I pray blessings over their finances, Lord, that you will multiply, Lord, and that they will prosper in every area of their finances, in their material world, in their physical world, in their spiritual world, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the things that you have done last year, Lord, in 2019. And I pray blessings upon 2020. We bless Israel, Lord. We bless Israel, Lord. We bless your chosen people, your chosen nation. We bless Jerusalem, Lord, the new Jerusalem. Father, take your blindness away from your people and your deafness, and let them recognize that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of all, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that they see that you are the God Almighty, Lord. Father, I pray for your mighty hand to be upon Israel, Lord, that you will keep them, that your peace will be with them every step, every second of their existence, that you will protect them from their enemies, Lord, and that you will raise them up, that the whole world will see that the King of Kings, the Lord of all, the King of Israel, the God
God of Israel is with Israel, Lord. Thank you, Father, that Jerusalem, that Israel is just a mirror of everything that happens in the world, Lord. For if it goes well with Israel, it goes well with the world, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father, we pray blessings upon every country. I thank you myself, Lord, for all the countries that you've led me to see, where I could live, Lord. I pray blessings upon Canada, upon this nation, Lord. I thank you for this beautiful nation. I pray blessings, Lord, upon all the people that you have put in the government, that they will come to know you, that they will manage and that they will reign over this country, Lord, with your love, with you, Lord. I pray blessings upon every person in Canada, your beautiful creation. I pray blessings, Lord, upon Dominican Republic, Lord, upon Spain, upon my island, Curacao, Lord. I pray blessings, Father, blessings upon each country of the world, your whole creation, Lord, that your mighty hand, your precious blood is upon every nation, upon every people, Lord, for you love everybody. You don't want no one to perish, but everyone to come and know the truth that is in you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your beautiful creation. Thank you for all the things that you have done, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless the world. We bless your creation, Lord, with your perfect peace, with your shalom, with your grace, with your love, with your mercy, with your unity, with your restoration, with your salvation, with your redeemer, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. But above all, Lord, we bless you, the King of Kings, the Lord of all, the God Almighty. We bless you. We bless you, Lord, for there is nothing without you. There can be done nothing without you. We wouldn't have nothing without you. Everything is of you, Lord. Everything belongs to you, and you do everything. So we bless you, and we praise you, and we give you all the glory, for only you deserve all the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you have done. And I pray, Father, I pray that every person that listened to this prayer, Lord, that you will bless them in every area of their being, and you will prosper. You will prosper their soul in every area, Lord, that they have abundance of everything, and that the plan, the dream that you have for each person, it will be accomplished this year, Lord, and you will go in front of them, that you will supply all their needs, that you will go in every area of their being and bless them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for this time, Lord. I thank you for all that you have done, and I thank you, Father, for answering this prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.